This is my StoryCorps interview with me, Ricky Milbian.
Rodrigo Curry.
I'm going to ask you some questions. I want you to give me full explanations on them.
All right.
So far this year, do you like work?
Yes.
Why?
Because I love what I do. I love my kids. I'm a preschool teacher, by the way. And I just love it.
Who are your favorite students?
My favorite students? I don't know. I guess I got three favorites, because I've had them since they were babies. I got Brindley, Alora, and Sage.
Who's been the kindest to you, and why?
None of them. They're all very, very mean.
So now I'm going to ask, tell me about a person who's influenced you in life and what lesson did they teach you?
A person who's influenced me in life. I'm going to say my kids, not really a person. Influenced me by them playing sports. It's just more of a showing a lot of determination and dedication in what they do. So that pretty much just lets me know, I can do the same.
Tell me about the most important people in your life.
That's a lot of people. Again, my kids are the most important people in my life.
What is your favorite, one of your most favorite childhood memories?
One of my favorite childhood memories. I guess, I don't know. Let me see. Childhood memories. I guess when I first went to King's Island, I can remember that.
There anymore?
Not really.
Oh, we can skip that one. Tell me how you would like people to remember you as a person. Or anything.
Having a big heart, willing to do anything for anybody. Always smiling. I guess just being a loving person, period.
Where did you grow up and what and how was it like?
Where? Like state wise?
Just where you grew up or anywhere.
I grew up in Louisville, Kentucky.
What was your favorite main area you stayed in?
Oh, I grew up in Norfolk.
And what was it like?
Wild, loud, and fun. That's about it.
The reason why you like it?
What?
You like Norfolk?
I mean, I liked it. Honestly, I grew up there. I lived in that neighborhood for like 11 years, and I just loved everybody in the neighborhood. I mean, everybody in that neighborhood grew up together, and it was just like a big family. I guess that's just why I loved it so much.
Has your life been different from what you imagined?
Yes.
As an adult?
Yes, it has.
Why?
I never imagined that I'd have three kids. They all play sports. I never thought I'd like baseball, softball. I didn't even know what baseball and softball really was growing up. That's really it.
Is there, like, any famous people that influence you?
Not really. Not really so much of influence. I mean, I'm big on music, so, I mean, there may be, like, singers, I guess, if you want to say.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I mean, music, just any kind of music, is influences me. So nobody in particular.
Was there any, like, bad things in your neighborhood growing up?
Yes. There was a lot of bad things in my neighborhood. A lot of shootings, a lot of killings. A lot of fights. But in my life, personally, no.
When you were in high school, did you enjoy it?
Yeah. I mean, I did, for the most part. I mean, I really didn't participate in too many high school activities, like games or actually anything. I just went to school, did work, and came home.
What was your favorite high school you went to?
Farmer Creek High School.
How long did you go there for?
To my junior year.
Was that your favorite school, just in general?
Yes. No, it wasn't. Actually, Newburgh Middle School was. Middle school was my favorite.
Yeah. Like, you said you traveled different places. What was your favorite place you lived? Besides Louisville.
Minnesota. Wow. It was different. It was cold, but it was different.
Was there anything, like, fun to do down there?
No, when we lived in Minnesota, we traveled to Wisconsin. Like, it's almost like Wisconsin had this thing called Wisconsin Dells. It was almost like the Kentucky State Fair.
Yeah.
We would go there every year.
When going to Gigi's, what was the favorite part about going there?
Being by myself when I was a kid, because I got everything in me and everything I wanted.
So you were the spoiled one?
Yeah.
What do you like so much about India, your sister, and Granny is?
My sister, she's different. She's herself. That's what I love the most about her. She's a little crazy, but that's her. My mom, I mean, she's just like me. She has a big heart. She's a really giving person. I mean, she's just, overall, she's just a good person. And it's my mommy.
Do you love how life is right now? And do you wish it would stay like this?
Yeah, I like the way my life is.
And why?
Because everything is just, I guess, the way it should be. I mean, there's nothing I would really change, I guess. Well, yeah. No. Maybe some things I would change, but at the moment, right now, everything is great.
Well, that's everything I'm gonna ask. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was 8 minutes and...